Okay, I said. What do I do now?
Whatever you want. We don't ship out until morning.
In the morning?
Yeah. That's why Vil sent you to Varus, isn't it? We've got a hot contract, and we're short a few men.
I stared, opened my mouth, then closed it again. This wasn't what I was expecting. In movies about joining up with a Legion, there was always a lengthy training session on Earth before any new recruit's first mission.
What should I do until morning? I managed to ask. You got a place to stay tonight?
No.
Here, he said,
slapping a token down on the counter. I picked it up. What's this?
A sky train token, yokel, he barked.
When I didn't move away, he glared at me.
Well, I'm not going to carry your bags for you.
There was no handshake, no orientation, nothing. I had 1,000 questions in my head, but I didn't want to antagonize a veteran on my first day.
Thank you, I said evenly. I have a lot to learn. Is there any kind of brochure or website I can... No, there's no FAQ either. You can't access anything like that until you're on the ship. You can sleep on the lifter. We prefer that, actually, because you can't be late that way. It will leave for orbit at 0600 hours. You'll get your training en route to our next mission. Use the token by 10 p.m. The sky train to the spaceport closes down after that.
I stared at the token for a second. He glared at me.
Anything else?
He growled, his tone daring me to ask another question. No.
Then get out of here, McGill.
I left. I walked to the tracks, but the sky train was absent. I checked the time and realized I had a few hours before I had to head for the transport. I felt a little strange. Things had all moved along so quickly in the end. I wondered if I was in some kind of shock. One minute I'd been wandering around thinking I had no future, and the next I had one, 6 years of service with a unit I knew nothing about. An odd feeling grew over me. I thought now that I should have read up on every Legion, not just the famous ones. It had simply never occurred to me that something like this was going to happen. I guess every guy assumed he was going to join up with an outfit that was on the nightly news streams doing cool things. I thought about getting out my tablet and researching Varus, but I didn't quite have the heart. I'd already signed, after all. There was no point in making myself ill with the details now. Recalling a refreshment stand that sold beer up on the first floor, I changed directions and headed for the escalators. I hadn't touched alcohol since I'd decided to sign up. That sort of thing always showed up in bio tests. But now that I had signed, there was no reason to hold back, and I needed a drink immediately. On the way up, I came face to face with one of the few people I recognized. It was none other than Carlos, the guy who'd annoyed me since I'd first met him. He was standing at the top of the escalators looking downward. He looked worried, like he didn't know if he should go down or not. I released a snort of amusement. I knew in an instant what his story was. No one had wanted his sorry ass any more than they'd wanted mine. I could only imagine what kind of grim analysis the psychs had stamped on his records. The word asshole had no doubt been prominent in the write-up. Hey, Carlos! I boomed, greeting him. He looked startled. I could tell he hadn't even noticed me as I came up the escalator toward him. He stared at me, then his face lit up with recognition.
Hey, look! He said. It's tall, dark, and stupid. What's up, man?
I forced a grin and clapped him on the back. He grunted slightly and looked up at me in irritation.
Having trouble getting adopted, eh? I said. Let me guess what they said. Not even your own grandma would take a loser like you.
No, that's not.
Listen,
I said, pointing down the escalator toward the Varus booth.
You want a tip? Varus is hard up. They're signing right and left.
For what?
They didn't want to say, so it might be some kind of dignitary escort mission. They always keep them quiet for security reasons.
Those are sweet deals.
Right. And they're taking me up in a lifter tonight.
Carlos's eyes widened.
You signed?
I nodded.
On the spot. They're taking me right in and straight up to space. No boot camp, no bullshit.
All right, he said, straightening his spine and tugging at his collar. If you can get in, they're sure to take me.
I bet you're right about that.
He glided downward, and I chuckled all the way to a mug of beer on the main floor. I figured that I might have screwed myself by joining Varys, but at least I was bringing along a friend. Chapter 3 Several hours later, I found myself being shaken awake. An angry Carlos glared at me.
What's wrong with you, McGill?
He demanded. I was sleeping, actually. We were on the sky train to the transport lifter. I looked outside, bleary-eyed. It was raining, and huge ships sat hulking in their blast pans all over the field. I stretched and blinked at them. They were dark, unpainted, and ugly. Those must be the transports.
No shit,
Carlos said. He seemed agitated. He was standing, despite all the flashing signs telling him to sit down and buckle in.
I've been researching this Varys outfit. It's a loser. Do you know that? Varys has been wiped. Twice.
I didn't want to admit I didn't know what wiped meant, so I played it cool.
Yeah, so?
You can't be this big of a moron. What's wrong with you? Do you have some kind of death wish? Maybe you're so tall you need two brains to drive that body of yours. Is that it? Well, please stop talking to me with the hind brain.
I was beginning to get mad. I don't get angry quickly, but bad things happen when I finally reach the point of no return. I unbuckled and stood up, towering over him.
You know what I want to do right now?
I asked him. I could see in his eyes that he did.
Yeah, sorry, he said. I have that effect on a lot of people. Listen, just tell me. Did you screw me here? Did you get me to sign with Varys on purpose? That's what I thought when I read that stuff. But then I got here and saw you really were here, and you really did sign, so now I'm not sure.
Just tell me what you found out about Varys.
They've wiped. Dead, every one of them, down to the last man. And they've done that more than once.
He'd finally gotten through to me.
Wiped? As in, got wiped out?
Yeah, that's exactly what it means. They were all killed, all of them. Do you get that? No survivors.
We're not talking about permadeath, right?
No, of course not. If they all got perm, they would have deleted the Legion. But they all died on several occasions and were regenerated from stored data. The point is, they suck. They take losers because no one wants to join. The recruits die a lot in this Legion.
I shrugged. It's not like you really die, I said. Not if they can bring you back. Carlos laughed and sat next to me. Both of us buckled in again.
Yeah, sure, he said. They store a copy. They can reconstruct you out of pig's blood or whatever. But that means you still got to enjoy the full experience of death. You know, as in pain, fear, the whole thing. Doesn't that sound great?
I was beginning to see his point.
Why did they wipe?
No one knows. No one knows what kind of work they do either. They're secretive about it. Once you join Varys, you don't talk about your missions anymore.
I thought about that and all the possible reasons why that might be the case. None of them sounded good to me.
Maybe they do illegal contracts, I said. Maybe we've joined a legion of smuggler guardians.
Either that, or there's some kind of pirates.
I nodded.
You going to try to skip out?
I asked.
No. I'd rather risk going off-world than take a tour of prison.
Why's that?
Because they don't revive you if you die behind bars.
I laughed. I see your point. If I've ever met anyone who's likely to get shanked in prison, it's you. He twisted his mouth and gave me a sour look.
Thanks.
Just then the sky train rattled to a stop. We walked off with about 10 other recruits. They looked scared, furtive, and suspicious. No one looked happy. Carlos stayed close behind me.
I thought about telling him to shove off, but I didn't for some reason. He was annoying, but I had gotten him into this, and he was the only person in the Legion besides Veteran Harris who knew my name.